that I've changed. I just think I'll be better, but you know, I think it's still a long way. It's another few years, or maybe 10 years. So will be different. Yeah, but a lot of people in Poland do the same. They study and go outside countries, to England, Germany, Austria, somewhere. Try and make money for the life and back to in Poland.
Do you think having lived and worked here for quite a long period of time, do you think that would, has that changed the way you look at things a bit? Does that kind of give you a different perspective?
Yeah, I think every year it changed. And when I was still something, I wasn't thinking about staying here for another 2 years or something. But when I started working here and I started meeting people, and I started going somewhere else to the park or, you know, play football or do something, you know, just job. I feel, you know, I can live here, I can live normal, like in my country, in Poland. Yeah? I can have friends or, you know. Yeah, I think some people can think of a stay all life in England, yeah? Just for the you know, future. Stay and have work, have family. Yeah, I think it's still difficult in England, but it's easy when you're in England here, make money, take money home, and start teaching the product. Yeah, but some people try, really try, stay in England, you know, work in England, live in England, yeah? I think for me it's pretty difficult.
Okay, well, I just want to ask, what hours do you work?
I start every day at 7 o'clock in the morning. In the winter, I work until the 4:30. In the spring and summer, I work in the center. Always at 7 o'clock, but sometimes I finish 5, sometimes 5:30. When I'm really busy and when there's enough people, yeah, I try to do something after work and stay half hour longer if I do, so I finish work for the next day. Yeah, because I live in Kiev, you know, easy for me to get a job from home. I go out, I don't work. Yeah, obviously, if there are anything, I stay for another few minutes or 1 hour sometimes.
And what do you think of the accommodation?
Yeah, I think it's really good. Yeah, I think I'm really glad I can work in Kiev. Because, you know, time which I work in and money, they're alright. But if I would be live somewhere in Uda, and if I would be rent house or flat, I would be paying a lot more. It would be more difficult for me to save money. But when I live in Kiev, I don't need to live to work, easy for me to get a job. And I pay some small money for the house, which gives me a chance to save more money. Yeah.
And how do you get on with your employers, like Roland and
people? Yeah, I think they're right. They're really good. Roland is really clever. Yeah, I like him. He's always, if he needs help, I can always go to Roland and ask him to sign his car or sign his lease to the airport or anything. Yeah, I think he can help if he can. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really nice atmosphere here. Really nice place. When I spoke with English people, they said you can try looking for another place for work, but always in become maybe they can pay more money, but if they don't give you accommodation, and when you start looking for accommodation, or flat or something, room, you know, you start paying more money, and you know, more of for everything in England, yeah, here is a chance for the save more money, because I can rest for the rest of the life for the house. Accommodation is really good.
Okay. Just finally, how do you, when people come over seasonally, when they come over in their small groups, how do you find that as someone who's here all the time? How do they fit in and things? Like when people come over from Poland just
From Poland. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I was one time last year because I was here. I was living here, I wanted to, and then I was coming here. I was in February, and then February. Yeah, that was big for the team, but it was a big surprise. Because normally when from Concordia, when when you're going somewhere.